In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a verse. Tadashmasaram hridayam patedam nagrihyamanair harinama dheyer na vikriyetata yada vikaro netre jalam gatra ruheshu harshaha. This verse says, that heart is steel framed, which upon the recitation of the Lord's holy name does not cause the throat to falter, eyes to be filled with tears, and the heart to palpitate. Such a heart is considered steel framed, it says. So we know definitely when we chant the holy name, our heart is not palpitating, nor is the hair standing on end, or tears are not coming in our eyes. So our heart is steel framed. What is the reason for this heart being steel framed? One of the reasons is the offenses. And more importantly, what is the root cause of all the offenses? One thing we know is the inattention. What is the root cause of inattention? Because there is distraction. What is the cause of distraction? There is alternative attraction. What is the original attraction? That is attraction to Krishna. What is the alternative attraction? Attraction to Maya. We can go to the source and attack the source. That is why Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna pada aravinde navanava rasadamarodya tarantumasid tadavati batanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukavikara shushtu nishtivanam cha. One meaning well known about this verse is that he says that as soon as I call out Krishna's holy names, his form, his qualities, his pastimes and activities, they all blossom in the core of my heart and completely overwhelm me with newer and newer transcendental mellows, which are like waves in the ocean of prema. Like that he says, new pastimes are manifesting all Krishna's activities, depicting his qualities. On the other hand, he says, as soon as there is a thought of opposite sex, then my lips curl in distaste and I spit at that very thought. So this is generally used in the context of man-woman attraction. But there is a deeper purport which I heard from my spiritual master in one of his lectures. He said that Krishna is not just talking about mundane sex, because he himself says, dharma aviruddho bhuteshu kamosmi paratarshava. He says that when the sex is born of religious principles, when a man and woman come religiously in a sacred marriage and they beget children, that sex is not condemnable at all. So he said this sex, what is being spoken here, is actually the enjoying mentality. The kama, which is actually enjoying mentality in the heart of conditioned souls, which is actually called as lust. This lust is the source of all problems. This lust is so powerful, you can be in front of the deities, you can be raising the arms and dancing, still the heart can be like a stone. And the heart may not soften, heart may not respond, neither to the deities, nor to the holy name, nor to the Vaishnavas around. The heart is adamantly, stubbornly, remaining dull because of lust. So the lust only, when it is satisfied, the lust, for example, how it can be satisfied, cannot be satisfied. But temporarily it can be satisfied a little bit. So lust leads to greed, but when the greed is a little bit satisfied, you will find it leads to further greed. Okay, now I got this much, I want this much, I want this much. So, and then when it is satisfied to a very great degree, that leads to pride. That I had these many ambitions in life and I achieved all of them. Then that leads to pride. And if the lust is not satisfied, that leads to anger. That leads to anger. And also the pride doesn't stop there. The pride leads to envy. Because when one is proud, then one thinks there is no one equal or superior. So in that stage, it leads to competition, to become autonomous and supreme. So that leads to pride. Pride leads to envy also. In this way, lust is that one most dangerous fellow who is the cause of all other things. Whether it be greed or, whether it is pride or envy or anger, all these things. Lust is actually the source. So, and what is this lust? Lust means the desire to enjoy separate from Krishna. And love means to, aligning with Krishna and serving Krishna to please Krishna. That is love. So we have become diametrically opposite after coming to this world. So when we become Vishayavishtachitta, Vishayavishtachittana Vishnu Raveshana Bhavet is saying in Vishnu Purana. If one becomes Vishayavishta, means absorbed in matter, when the jiva thinks, I am part and parcel of matter, of the material world, then the lust increases. And if the jiva thinks, oh, I am part and parcel of Krishna and the spiritual world, then his love can be increased. And such a jiva can understand the material world is a foreign place for me. Then he can increase his love. It is a fact that material body belongs to material world and spiritual soul belongs to spiritual world. Spiritual belongs to spiritual world. It's a fact actually. But due to the illusion of identifying with matter, the lust is produced. And then the lust, it is not that, okay, lust is there. Hopefully someday it will go away automatically. No. If one is inattentive to curing this disease of lust, it will grow like cancer. You see, when the doctors detect a small cancer, it is possible to remove it in the very early stages. But when left unattended, what happens? It spreads, grows, it will come out physically in a very ugly way, completely eating up some hands and legs and spine and all over the body, it will spread wildly. And finally finish the whole body and knock it down to the ground. Similarly, lust also is not something we can take cheaply, carelessly, hoping that it will go on its own. It has to be attacked, it has to be given up by sincere, serious, persistent efforts in rendering service and chanting the holy name, taking darshan and all this, and keeping oneself away from those activities which expand the lust. So then the chanting of the holy name will be effective. Otherwise chanting of the holy name will be like eyewash. Because when the lust is actually the cause of the heart being stubborn, adamant and not melting like a stone. You know, when Nalakkur and Manikri were indulging in abominable activities, what body they were given? Tree's body. Why? Prabhupada says that if somebody is very lusty, they are given the body of a tree, so that tree cannot move from place to another and cause trouble to anybody. They cannot go and cause trouble to different people. You just stand like this in the same place. Similarly, when we become very lusty, we become stubborn. Our heart doesn't move, it doesn't melt. So we have to actually, this is the way we can recognize that there is solid lust sitting in the heart and not letting us experience the softness and tenderness of bhakti towards the Supreme Lord, who is all attractive, who is most compassionate, and we are unable to recognize it and resonate with his compassion and attractiveness. It's a very great pathetic situation. That is why he says, Gopinatma mani vedana shuno Vishayi durjana sadakamerata kichunahi moraguna Gopinath is telling sadakamerata kichunahi moraguna. I have no good qualities because always and the same lust is the one which wants dhanam, janam, sundarim and many other things in this world. So let me give up this desire for independently enjoying, separate from Krishna, and let me align all my desires, my aspirations, my ambitions, everything in line with Guru and Krishna, and act exactly according to their direction, then I will be saved from this cancerous desire for separate enjoyment. And in this way, the disease of lust will be cured, and pure natural state of the spirit soul which is the awakening to the pure love for Krishna, that will awaken by the regular chanting of the holy name. And the chanting actually acts like a healing balm. The chanting can heal our soul by gradually removing this lusty mentality and awakening loving mentality, provided we are humble, tolerant, and ready to offer all respects to all living beings and be very cautious in our approach to awakening that type of love. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.